I'm Kier.
And I'm Alyssa from In Defense Of, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests.
Be sure to check out all the other podcasts available at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
All aboard for episode number 129 of Better Podcasting. Today, we help you decide on what is important to you and your show.
In this week's Better Podcasting download, I've got a very interesting WordPress theme for podcasters that I'm going to talk about.
And finally, in this week's Better Pod Back, we have a listener who has a time-saving tip for your front-facing show notes.
Lauren, start the show now and take note of it.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Welcome to episode 129 of Better Podcasting. I am Stephen John Drew, and with me, of course, is Stargate Pioneer.
Loud and in person. Yes, it's not a bot this year. It's not a bot this episode. I'm actually saying stuff live. There's no soundboard here. This is actually me.
Sorry, I had to stop the soundboard. My apologies. Sorry, everybody. Yeah, we're here with another episode of Better Podcasting. We're going to tell you all about the latest and greatest in the world of podcasting and try to make your hobby podcast a little bit better. We are all about the hobby podcast here, but if you're not just a hobbyist, you can go ahead and still listen. We hopefully will have a couple of good tips for you. And sometimes you will give us the tips through your How I Saved My Podcast story. This is a segment that we like to do where we encourage you to tell us how exactly have you saved your podcast. You can go ahead and send that into us through any of the contact methods. You can go over to betterpodcasting.com, facebook.com/betterpodcasting, tweet us at betterpod, send us an email. It doesn't matter, but we want to know how have you saved your podcast. And we'll play a little clip on the show. Now, with that said, today, SP has a special take on this, doesn't he?
I do. I have transformed our How I Saved My Podcast segment or story into a How I Could Have Saved My Podcast segment or story. So I will leave the name out of this to protect the innocent, but I did see a post somewhere online that had the title "Backup While Using Zencastr?" question mark. I was like, what's this about? So I kept reading. Hi, everyone. I use Zencastr to record my podcast, The Entrepreneurial Musician. The platform is great when it works, but I recently had an hour-long interview where the person I interviewed's file didn't upload afterwards, and the whole thing was lost. I said some adult words at a loud volume. Does anybody use Zencastr who also uses something to back up both ends of the conversation? I read that Audio Hijack could be used, but haven't had the time yet to mess around with it until it worked. Thanks for any suggestions. Yeah, I got a suggestion for you. Hardware recorder, like a portable recorder, like a Zoom H5, a Zoom H6, something like that. Even a Tascam DR40, anything like that could work with two XLR connections. And yeah, that's a good way to back up any digital recording, because in this particular case, it wasn't the podcaster that was really quote unquote at fault. It was his guest who might not have had a capable enough computer. So if you're interviewing some people or you have co-hosts that might not have capable computers, you're going to run into this. I've heard story after story after story, and it's not just limited to Zencastr. It's anything that does the Zencastr sort of thing, like TriCast or Ringer. So yeah, you got to be careful about what you do. And in order to save your podcast, always have a backup. Always, always have a backup.
Always have a backup. It's a great tip. And yes, that is definitely how you could have saved your podcast. So please send us in those stories. Now, let's go ahead and tell you a little bit about making decisions. What?
What we need to talk about right now is how to decide what's important to you. So we've talked before about how podcasting is a ton of work, but you know what else it is? It's a lot of deciding. You got to decide on what kind of microphone you need. You got to decide on who your co-host is or whether or not to fire your co-host. You got to decide on where you want to throw your podcast. You got to decide on a whole bunch of stuff, how long your episode is, what the topic is, blah, blah, blah. So many decisions. That's right. Whether you're conceptualizing your podcast, developing it, recording it, or just moving it along, there are a lot of decisions involved with a podcast. And guess what? Many of these decisions actually need to be made. But do they need to be made right now, Steve?
Whoa! Mind blown. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about today, is a way to prioritize some of these decisions for your own needs. We've picked out a few key areas that we're going to talk about. And while these are just very, very small fraction of the decisions you're going to make as a podcaster, go with us on there. You'll see why. We'll get there eventually. There's a reason we've picked these out here. So let's start off with one that's been a while since we've talked about here on Better Podcasting. It is wonderful, juicy. You can picture Stargate Pioneer in a room full of these. He is as happy as can be. He's joyful. He's excited. It's the best time of his life. It's statistics. Podcast statistics. Reason we want to talk about this is because there are a variety of different statistics services available on a variety of different platforms, and they offer a variety of different information. Now, one question that you might have is, where do I get my stats? That is a great question. And one of the best ways that you can come to that decision on where you get your stats is how you want to use this data. For example, if you're wanting to make sure you can market your podcast, you might want to pick somebody who is following the IAB guidelines, because that's the direction that podcast statistics are going.
But maybe you also want to analyze your data, you know, setting up some sort of mini Google style self-analyzing services and stuff. Well, you should look to see who has the features that you care about. For example, recently we discussed with our friends over at Digital Soup podcast, also found on the Gunna Geek Network, and they were trying to locate if there was information about a download spike they had seen in a specific location. Now, we suggested that they go into the refer section of their statistics to see what websites were hitting their podcast, because a couple years ago now, that's how we tracked down a web scraper a while back on Gunna Geek that was duplicating all of our content. Well, they searched, and they host on Podbean, and they could not find a refer section or where you can look at all of the IP addresses or websites that are hitting your feed. And Podbean seemed to indicate that they just don't have that feature anymore in their statistics. So if this sort of level of information was important to you, you might not want to pick Podbean. So similarly, you may be debating on the Libsyn Advanced Statistics. I know a lot of podcasters debate on going from that 250 plan to that 400 plan, which is a change of $5 a month, which adds up over the course of a year, right? Well, we advocate start with the more basic statistics and see if it gives you everything that you care about. And if not, then go ahead and pay that little additional premium to upgrade, because you're going to be paying for statistics somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. But on the other hand, you might not be needing to know as much detail, but do need reliable statistics. Then you might be able to just go with something that is free, such as PodTrack or Blueberry. So that's another thing, is you might not need as much detail. Alternatively, maybe you're looking just to see in general if you're going up or down. The odds are that any media host that you pick is going to give you this information, even if they're not IAB compliant. Well, working towards IAB compliance, that's a little asterisk there. But absolutely, this is something that you need to know. What way do you want to use that data as well? Perhaps your long-term vision of your podcast that might be a consideration. Let's say that you're hosting with somebody right now, but you know eventually you're going to outgrow that and want to move from there. Well, you might want to pick a neutral third-party statistics service so that when you do make that move, your statistics are all kept together, because otherwise you might have to go check your old host to look back at the past and now come to your new host once you move. So that might be a consideration.
And some of those old statistics will be gone eventually. I know Libsyn just kicks all of that information off if you don't pay them, which I would assume would happen. So they probably keep it internally, but they don't make it available for you. So we did a whole episode, I can't remember how many months back, maybe a year ago or so, on how to effectively prepare for your recording for your podcast. Now, actually, there's a bunch of different episodes that we covered this in, but the best one that I can give you is episode 74, which was Better Notes Make Better Show Notes, or Better Notes Make Better Shows. But have you considered how do you effectively prep for your recording? You should take a look at all the other elements in your life to determine this specific thing. For example, this is, walk with me here. This is a journey. Let's say you make a shopping list and you put on it BLTs, hamburgers, hot dogs, cat food, as opposed to maybe Steven, who puts on his list Canadian bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, bread, hamburger buns, ground beef, hot dog buns. Well, you get the idea. The former list is somebody who needs a reminder of what they're eating, and from there they can figure out all the ingredients. While the latter list was somebody like Steven, who needs everything spelled out completely. So the first list would probably go well with a rough outline and a few points, while the second list would be a lot more time into the specifics of the show.
Another thing when considering something like show notes, that element of your podcast, this is just an example, is maybe the actual show structure is what's going to help determine the level of detail you need to put into these. For example, let's say that your podcast is essentially a version of the wonderful, the Emmy-nominated, the wonderful Maury Povich show. You might want to just have a simple outline that says step one, bring out guest. Step two, bring out guest's significant other. Step three, bring out the love triangle guest. Step four, reveal who is the father. As opposed to somebody who might have a podcast that more resembles The Tonight Show interviewing certain guests, you might want to have a lot of questions prepared, ready to go. You ever see those blue cue cards on Jimmy Fallon's desk? You might even have some back information about your guest that you can all pull from as you're working through this interview. Two very different types of shows would probably require two very different types of show notes.
So far we've gone over a decision with statistics, and then we've gone into show prep work and how you want to do that. We're going to move on into the published show notes version of the decision. And this is the notes that you post on your website or with your show as you publish it. So there are a variety of different types of show notes that people publish. Some people post a full transcript. They read out their podcast and they have that transcript available as part of their show notes. Some people post a detailed outline of everything that they speak about, so you can at least reference the conversation as it goes around. And then others post time codes of areas within their show. And some people just post a basic less than 500 character synopsis. These all take different levels of work. And ultimately, you should ask yourself as a podcast producer, how important is discoverability for you? If you want to maximize your reach through searches, then a lot of detail and keywords in your notes should be prioritized. However, if you're banking on people finding you largely by your show genre or word of mouth, then maybe individual episode SEO isn't that important for you. Time codes are going to be a great benefit only to a certain percentage of your listeners, and that's going to vary from show to show. So if you're being asked by a lot of people, you might want to invest in the time. And as for those transcripts, we're just going to leave that one alone for now.
All right. And the last sort of sample example that we've got here is file in RSS hosting. Yes, of course, this is the hot button topic that we've talked about many, many times in the world of podcasting. First, let's say this. If you are considering self-hosting versus media hosting, go to episode 65 at www.betterpodcasting.com/65. We did a lot of analysis back and forth, pros and cons, weighing that out. We're not going to talk about that here. Today, we're talking more broadly to illustrate a point. One question you might want to ask yourself is, what price am I willing to spend on hosting? And with that idea, you want to ask yourself, how important is it that I stay close to that price? If it's very important that you stay close to your idea that you have in mind, you probably just want to go price shop. Don't worry about anything else, just price shop, because if that's the most important thing in the world to you, then just go price shop. But let's say that price shopping isn't a priority and maybe you're willing to make a little bit of concession on that. Now you have some other questions, right, SP?
Yeah. So if price shopping isn't a priority, you can ask yourself, now some people are going to say, I want a simple experience, and that means media hosting. Right, Uncle Steven and SP? Well, maybe not. I'm going to counter with this. Maybe you're somebody who regularly runs websites. You have multiple WordPress sites already and love WordPress. Basically, run your life through it. It's arguably less work to integrate your podcast with your existing WordPress if you're already doing it. Now, wait. Conversely, maybe you don't even want to touch WordPress. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of technical detail. You just don't want to deal with it. You're afraid and you don't care what it costs. And you want to make it as simple as possible. Here's a curveball that you would never see coming from me. Media hosting isn't for you.
What? Say yeah. What?
I said it. Media hosting isn't for you. You should actually pay somebody to take care of your podcast.
Mind blown.
Didn't see that one coming, did you, Steven?
No, I didn't. Okay, so yes, that's a little extreme of an example, and we recognize as a hobbyist, that's probably not going to happen for you, but we wanted to illustrate these two very converse examples to shed a different light on this decision. These are two possible, very different types of people working on the same decision, choosing how to host their podcast, and they might come two very different decisions, especially if you're that person, that guy or that girl that just has so much money, I want to be that person, SP. I want to be that person.
Well, being a hobby podcaster is probably not going to get you to be that person.
Of course, there's other factors that you want to decide as well, but we're really not here to talk about those. Again, episode 65, go listen to that. There's a lot of that. Ultimately, when you're deciding on this, you should analyze what are the pros and the cons of these decisions and figure it out. Figure out what is going to be most comfortable for you and what's going to just send those chills down your spine. Figure it out and write them, maybe write things out, take a look, and figure out where do these prioritize for you. Which brings us to our conclusion. Now, we've only talked about a few different elements of decisions that need to be made. And yes, there's a lot more we could have gone over, but this was entirely intentional, as we mentioned. If you think about what we talked about, there's a lot of similarities between these elements, but they're very different decisions to be made. And we wanted to do this to illustrate the decision tree that you would kind of go through with some of these decisions, rather than just simply giving a general points list. Step A, do this. Step B, do that. So no matter what the decision is that you're looking, you should consider a variety of these factors as you walk through.
Some of these factors are, what is your level of comfort with the item that you're deciding upon? How much money are you looking to spend? What's your budget? Will you be disappointed if you make certain concessions with a certain feature? So trade-offs, you got to take those into consideration. Are you willing to put a lot of time into making whatever it is you're deciding on work? So time versus money there. How organized are you? How are you going to stay on topic or stay on this particular thing as you produce episodes week in, week out, or whatever your cycle really is? And Here's the other thing. Are you a risk taker? Do you like going for the penny stocks? Are you like going to Vegas to invest in your future? Or do you like the more long-term, just big, huge mutual bonds, stuff like that?
Absolutely. And one of the best things that we can recommend that we kind of alluded to earlier is writing it down. Write down these decisions. Make yourself a pros and a cons list. Write down all other considerations. And you can even go ahead and give them a bit of a rating. You might not want to do it on your webcam like the video viewers are seeing right now with Stargate Pioneer and audio listeners. You can go ahead and head over to betterpodcasting.com/129 to see that. But this is something that you should make note and do a little bit of a comparison. As you walk through these options, identify what is the outcome that's going to come from making that decision and look again at those pros and the cons. If your cons are ones that you can't live with, take a step back and work your way through that decision tree until you are comfortable with the cons list that you have in balance with the pros list. This is a thing that Stargate Pioneer and I have done in many, many different ways in our different conversations about podcasting, whether it's starting a new show, making a change to the network, whether it's just a SP firing me. We go through this decision tree, and if you go back and you reflect a little bit on the four different examples that we shared, that's exactly what we walked you through those decisions. So that's why we wanted to go ahead and talk a little bit about this, because decisions can be very hard when you're podcasting.
Indeed, they're very hard. Indeed, I know somebody that recently got rid of their co-host. I know somebody else that decided to pull back from their podcast that they started and give it over to somebody else. Very difficult decisions indeed. So if you have a specific difficult decision that you've made, why don't you tell us what the decision is and then how you made it, and then get it to us on Twitter at BetterPod. You can get us on our email, podcast@betterpodcasting.com, or you can get Steven over on our Facebook, facebook.com/betterpodcasting.
Awesome. So are you ready to talk about a WordPress theme?
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting Download.
I recently had a chance to experiment with a WordPress theme called Bolden. This theme is made by a company called Second Line. Now, why are we talking about this today? Well, it's actually a podcast network theme. Now, before I get into the details of this, let me give a little backstory. We mentioned before, we're part of the Gunna Geek Network. There's a lot of amazing geeky content there at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And I will say that as someone who has developed a site around a podcast network, it is tough. It is very tough to do. I've run the network for a long time, and I've had to write so much code in order to make all of the different podcast elements work. Like, you think about, what does a podcast have? A lot of them have social media. They have RSS feeds. They have their own website. So integrating all of these elements into the network is very tough to do. And the goal of this theme, Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N, is to make a lot of these tasks easier. So let's talk about the theme. First off, the price is $69 per year. Now, there is also a lifetime access option to all Second Line themes for $389. So they do have a couple of options there. Now, if you do buy the theme and you don't pay the annual fee, you can still keep using it, but you just don't get the updates, which, as we all know, can be important for WordPress. Now, let me say this. While it's not important, one of the things that happens when you install the theme is that there's 8 accompanying plugins that come along with it, and they're not necessarily required, but very, very much recommended. A couple of them are required, but not all of them are. So it's easy enough to do when you install this theme. All you do is you install it, and then the plugins pop up on the next page, and there's essentially a one-click option to get them all installed and activated. So it was pretty straightforward for me to do that. The theme itself is pretty customizable. I would say it's at the upper end of WordPress themes for customizability. To be honest, there's not a lot to be said about that section of the theme itself before we get into the actual podcast features. It's all the stuff that you would expect with a standard WordPress theme as far as customizability go. Now, there are some things that you'd expect to see from a podcast theme, of course, such as player options and show display options. These are all things that are within the main theme settings of Bolden. But the nitty-gritty of it is the podcast network theme functions. The best way that I can describe it is that adding, organizing, and displaying podcasts and doing that on a site where you've got many different podcasts on one website is actually fairly straightforward. There's a section that's added to the WordPress panel, you know, where you see the section that says posts and settings, that it ends up adding a port that is called shows. And that's where you go in and you can add shows to the site, edit them, and just manage them overall. Adding a show essentially operates like a post does. If you've ever added a post or a category to WordPress, it operates very, very similarly. However, when you get into the actual show, that's where you start to see all of these wonderful podcast features. For example, a show description. You can add, there's a field there for show hosts. There's a field there for show host avatars. So if you want their little profile there. There's even a link there for the show website. Now, some of the best features are the sections that give you the ability to add a subscribe link. Oh, did I say a subscribe link? I meant subscribe links. Yes, you can go in and add multiple subscribe links, which is really easy to do. It's like you would expect, a little button to hit add subscribe link, and then an option to paste it in and say what it is. There's a whole bunch of pre-populated podcast related options in there. The same thing goes with the social media experience. You select a pre-populated icon and you add the URL to the social media. It is incredibly simple to get these in. And these are the tough parts that I've found as someone who runs a podcast network, is making sure all of this information is accessible, because usually you're going in and having to manually add it, or you're having to go in and put in just like a dump of HTML code. This is awesome and works incredibly straightforward. I have to say that this, compared to what I've seen before, makes managing a podcast network much easier because of all of this linking that's available. You can also create categories, of course, for your shows, which then will automatically show up on the site. And you can customize that a bit, which I'll talk about in a minute. But like, if you had a series of podcasts that cover tech, you could create a tech category. And so there'll be an option there to show all the shows, or you can go in and there's your categories that you've added.
So quick question. When you were talking about the subscribe buttons that you can add for various different destinations, do you have the ability to go in and then change the icon that is shown for that subscribe button?
At this time, it didn't appear so from what I saw on there. I believe it automatically just shows up. So that is something that it's just hard. It's in there.
Okay. So I guess my question then is, with the Apple Podcasts specifically subscribe button, they wanted you to brand it a certain way, and that changed in the past year. So you would have to depend on the theme to update that, and you couldn't do it yourself?
Yeah, exactly. That would be what you would be looking at there, would be the built-in theme for sure.
Okay. So you could be out of compliance until the theme updated.
I'm checking right now so that we can make sure it's
now, this is important to note, because I have heard definitive proof that if you want your podcast actually featured on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Okay, I'm talking about two different things, so don't spank me too hard about saying iTunes. iTunes is the desktop version. Apple Podcasts is the app. In either case, they want you to use the new Apple Podcast icon. So if you're not using that on your website, they will not feature you in iTunes or Apple Podcasts. So that is why I'm asking this question. And it's probably just not limited to Apple. Anybody could change their branding, and they'll want you to change their branding on your site if they want to do, or you want them to do something for you. So that is why this is important, an important question to ask within this specific theme at this point in time.
No, it's a great question. And from what I could see there, it does look like the icons are all preset. Now, with WordPress, I believe you could go in and change those anyways. If you're running a network, the odds are you probably know a little bit about WordPress. You're not the average Joe that's looking for a very simple experience if you're willing to take on running a network. So you could do that yourself. But no, it's a great point. And hopefully they'll update that, unless there's a corner of the panel that I missed, which could very well be. But from what I can see, it's just you just select it out of text like iTunes or Google Play. So it's all kind of working in the back end. Now, I will, as far as out of the box menus and whatnot, they're very straightforward. There are options in there that you can change some of the features. Organization is also pretty straightforward, where it's going to show all of your posts in an all manner, but there are some options to filter down per show or per category. It's all pretty much default set up this way, so there's not a lot of customizing that you have to do out of the box, but it does end up benefiting you to do that a little bit. Now, for the menus itself, back to those, customizing, it's pretty straightforward. Now, you have all of the options in there that you would expect from WordPress, but there are some extra features in there, like a show carousel, or there's some other templates that are set up. And these are all options available that are there for things like your episodes or for your home page listing. It's a really customizable experience if you want to do that with some really podcast heavy features that they've created. Even within the default templates, there are a bunch of settings available for you to change the order display, the column width, etc. It uses a custom builder that they made so that you go into this section and you end up going and essentially controlling all of these things. So if you have that carousel feature added to a certain section of your site where it's going to show a list of podcasts, you can go into that editor and edit what the carousel is. So if all of a sudden you go, I want to make that carousel 3 podcasts wide instead of 4, what you do is you go and you change that, and now everywhere that you've used that carousel will only be 3 podcasts wide. So you can also duplicate it if you want one way and one another in a section. So it is really, really customizable for a podcaster, and these features that they've added, like you can go in and throw a text box in, you can go in and throw a link. It really is trying to make it so that you don't have to do a lot of back end stuff in order to make the podcast experience work with WordPress.
This is all great stuff. And from personal experience, watching Steven do it, this is stuff that we've had to do with the Gonna Geek Network on our own by customizing the theme. So seeing this integrated into the theme is pretty cool. But Steven, I got to ask you a question. This is all great stuff. There's got to be some things that you don't like about it, though.
It's true. You know, there's a lot of things I don't like in life. So naturally, no matter what it is, there's probably something I'm not going to like about it. Honestly, I do think it's a really solid theme for someone who is looking to make a podcast network. But the biggest complaint I have is because of how they've set this up, it is really hard to learn. Yes, there's a lot of documentation, but honestly, I found the best experience was to duplicate the site and go and install their demo data. There is a demo data option, and then from there, you can go and sort of navigate through and find out, okay, so this looks this way on the front end. Where is that option to change? Because there's so many features in this, the documentation is not the easiest to follow, in my opinion, and I've been doing websites a very long time. One example of this as well is that some of the features are customized in the standard WordPress theme options. Other is customized within that shows category. And then others, those big key features, like I said, that carousel and whatnot, are in a section called Elementor. So Elementor, which is essentially a custom builder that they made. So they're all over the place, and it can be really hard if you go, I know I want to do A, I just don't know where I go to do A. So if you add that demo data, you can go back and really kind of cross-reference. So I found that was definitely the best way to do it. Yes, the documentation is worth reviewing, and it's a great resource if you still can't figure it out. But I just think that it's a better learning experience for this many features to really look at the demo data and be willing to take the time to do so. Speaking of taking the time, I will say that I duplicated the Gonna Geek site and installed this theme and it was a disaster. If I wanted to actually implement this on the Gunna Geek site, there would be a lot of work I'd have to do just to get it to an area that it actually interacted properly. So applying this to an existing site, it's not going to be an overnight solution. It's not going to happen, especially if you have as many podcasts as we do on the Gunna Geek network. But I could see how I would get to where I wanted to, but it was going to take a very long time to do that. And of course, we are here, Better Podcasting. We are here for the hobby podcaster. So of course, I'm going to mention that for the hobbyist, the price might just be a little bit too much for some, especially at $70 a year, when you could be putting that money towards something else. Now, with all of that said, I will say I am still considering it myself for the Gunna Geek site. There's a lot of manual work that I have to do as the administrator behind the Gunna Geek site. And a lot of that work means that only I can do it. So I might be on vacation, and before that, I might be away for work. And before that, it might be my son's birthday. That means that I have to essentially either fit in this stuff, or everybody has to wait for me to get done my work in order to add somebody to the site. With something like this, yes, it's complex, but I could conceivably go and give SP a set of directions and say, SP, follow this, and you'll be able to add a site to Gunna Geek.
And SP will succeed at breaking the site, I'm sure.
Yeah, whatever. But conceivably, I could do it. I would have to make it very, very detailed and probably have a webinar for him to follow. But he could then at least do it. The potential is there. So it is a really, really functional theme. And yes, it is new. So bugs, stability, all of that there, I'm not going to comment on because it is a new theme. It was just released a month or two ago. So I'm not going to comment on any of that. But it definitely has great functionality for a podcaster, and I will say that I am definitely considering this. So if you want to check this out, head on over to betterpodcasting.com/129, put a link in there of where you can check this out. And if you have any questions about this, let me know, because hopefully I can answer them. I just didn't want to go into too far down that rabbit hole, because I know there's a lot of people listening who probably don't care.
Well, I think everybody is at least curious about what it takes to, if you don't have a WordPress for your podcast, you know, what goes on behind the scenes for all that stuff. And a lot of the widgets that you talked about, or the little programs that you talked about, should be on any podcast site. And if you only have one podcast on your site, it's pretty easy to do with most WordPress themes. If you have a network, this has been a topic of discussion that I've seen in Reddit forums for the past year. I know Steven's talked about stuff he's run across in the Facebook feeds and in the groups for podcasting, about just people asking, hey, what kind of a WordPress theme do you use for a network? Because a lot of people are thinking about starting a network. To them, I say congratulations. And also, are you prepared for all the work that entails? Because it does entail a lot of work. Steven was talking about new podcasts entering into the network, and we do that through an application process. If you go to gunnageek.com/join, you can look into the prerequisites of what it takes to be part of the network, as well as what the process is, and then submit your podcast. If you think you're a good fit for Gunna Geek, we'll go through the review process. If we think you're a good fit, then we'll go ahead and offer a spot on the network, just like we are for a new podcast on this Friday. Yeah, so after this episode comes out, they will indeed be a new podcast on our network. And that is a lot of manual coding that Steven has to do behind the scenes to make that work. And we have to schedule a date in the future to do that. It's not an overnight thing. It actually takes a while.
So yeah, Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N, by Second Line Themes. Again, if you go to betterpodcasting.com/129, there'll be a link in there. And definitely was impressed with what I saw. I will admit I was skeptical when I got my hands on this, and was very, very happy with what I saw. So there you go. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it's not. Every web developer knows themselves and what they prefer to do as far as developing goes. But let's go ahead and move on to Better Podback. Guess who's back? Google's back.
Yeah, we talked about it in the last episode, but Wynn tweeted us in the last week and she said, Google's back. So what do I recommend to all my Android users? Because now I'm on an iPhone. That's a good question. This is not an app that's available right now. We talked about it last week. So it's not like Google Play Music. This is going into the Google search on your Android mobile device that's running version 6.5, search version 6.5 or greater. And this is not on Chrome. This is the Google search that's on your Android device. Search for the podcast, and it'll come up with the options that you can subscribe and then put that widget on your home screen or somewhere on your screen. So that is what you can recommend, or do the Android subscribe button on your homepage, and then they can subscribe on whatever podcatcher that they can on the Android system.
Yeah, there's really not much new here, and it's definitely not a substitute by any means. And arguably, if you do a bit of search, there are some things that shows that Google might not necessarily even be following what they've outlined on their criteria. So, yeah, it's interesting. Time will tell. It's a year old and not much development in a year. So, yeah, it's kind of non-news in my books. But hey, that's me. We also had Adventures in Aurelia, which is who?
Aurelia Pod. At Aurelia Pod
said there was the mention of doing your show notes in a something like a Word document or notepad, even when I'm at home editing. I do this and build my show notes while doing the final pass. Though I know this editing style isn't for a lot of people out there. And then we were tweeted a couple of screenshots of this. And essentially on one window, there was the editor. On the other, there was the show notes. And these are going to be, I guess, the published show notes. So it's not a bad time to do it. I wish that I had better discipline for that. I will say that, you know, pretty much once a month, I'll be like, you know what, Steven, you're going to do better at taking out clips and promoing them and whatnot. And I start doing that. And this is exactly how I do it, is I do it while I'm editing. But then I fall off. So I'm just not disciplined enough. SP, I need you to discipline me.
We can deal with that. Now, what Aurelia Pod is talking about is largely a D&D playthrough podcast. So this is unscripted podcast. And if you don't have a scripted podcast, maybe you have bullet points of where the story has gone along the way, like you're taking notes as you're actually recording or doing the gameplay, but you're not actually detailing every little thing that you want to state in the show notes as you go along. So in that particular case, doing a final listen for quality, as well as writing the show notes along the way, that's a good way to do it. Since I preview my show anyway before I post it, that's a final chance for me to go in and do the podcast notes. But most of my podcast notes for my shows are done prior to us recording, and then I translate that into a post, a published post for later. But I do have to write the little blurb, like iTunes description on Libsyn right now, less than 500 characters. And put that little blurb in to describe what the episode is, as well as a tweet. And if I had Facebook access still, I would put the Facebook in there, or Tumblr post, or, you know, whatever have you. So I would write those probably as I was previewing. And that's what I do. I write the tweet and message my co-host back and forth on what do we want the hashtag to be? And then we kind of all decide on what that is. A little behind the scenes for Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Starling Tribune. And then we decide on what it is, and then we edit it out. So yes, Adventures in Aurelia, this is a way that you can do it for versions of shows, but it won't work for all versions of shows.
No. And finally, we did get a couple of comments here over the last few weeks about the shout out, or the shootout, I should say, that I did with the big microphones, which you can find over on youtube.com/GunnaGeekGear. This is the one where I did the BP40, the 320, the PR40, a whole bunch of stuff. And we had two comments over the last couple of weeks. One of them said was from Robert, and Robert said, to my ear, the SM7B sounded the best on your voice for narration. Thanks for doing the shootout. We also had Minion Rocks say, I like the EVR RE320 and the Heil PR40. The PR40 seems to have a bit more low-end and plosive popping, judging from this video. Not sure what your settings were for the bass roll-off switch on the RE320. It has two settings, flat, which isn't actually flat, but it's what EV calls flat, and kick drum, which a lot of announcers seem to like for its scoop curve and talk radio DJ style sound. Those would be the two mics I'd fight over. Great video. Thanks. Oh, it's been so long and I should have written it down in the description. I'm pretty sure I ran that thing flat. Usually that's what I do.
I'm flat right now on my Electro Voice RE320. And by the way, since you're talking about the Electro Voice RE320, I think we need to mention that this podcast was recorded entirely with Electro Voice RE320 microphones. Steven is actually converted over to use his Electro Voice RE320. He's trying to do a little comparison between the 320 and maybe the Heil PR781 that he used for the last few weeks. And we will see how that goes. Don't judge him on his sound completely this week because he's got to dial that sucker back in to how he likes it. But he wanted to do a straight comparison to the settings with the Heil PR781 last week. So from what you've heard so far in your in-ear monitors, sir, how do you like this compared to the PR781?
Took out my in-ear monitor a long time ago because I hated it. So no, I'm just joking. Totally kidding. Fun fact. So we do stream this live on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern at www.geeks.live. We actually already got an email from loyal listener Johnny Pennington who had said, I cannot believe it. After a great and complete review of the Heil PR781, I thought that Steven would be long for his Audio Technica BP40 microphone, but no, Steven's been lured into using the SP-RE320 world. Has Steven been corrupted or has he been zombified by SP? These are questions that we must all ponder. So obviously the listeners are noticing already the 320. So I'm glad you mentioned it. So I wanted to check that off my list. Secondly, yes, you did mention it that I am doing the comparison because the thing is why I've never really cared for this microphone is what I perceive to be too heavy in the upper spectrum. I think that it's too clear in the upper end and it's, I don't want to say distorted. I don't want to say modulated. It's just something in that upper end, which is why I don't personally prefer it on my voice, who has not a lot of lower end. I'm still waiting for puberty to hit. And that's why I've been a little shy of the microphone and not necessarily the biggest fan of it. But the PR781, as I mentioned last week, if you didn't check that out, betterpodcasting.com/128. I did a full review on it. Is very, very upper end heavy. So I wanted to go off of that to this. So I'm going from a very high-ended EQ'd microphone to something that is still high-ended, strong. I don't know, too present. I don't know what you want to say. But less than the PR781. So that's why I wanted to do it, because I thought maybe it was the whole relation comparison thing. And maybe this would let me come in with a bit more of an open mind.
We've talked about this, the microphone choices before, and my voice is, this is a perfect example where people ask for a recommendation on a microphone all the time. And yes, you can talk about the actual curve of the microphone, the frequency curve of the microphone. You can talk about the cardioid pattern. You can talk about off access noise rejection. But what you can't talk about is what your voice sounds on the microphone. The RE320 is the best microphone that I have tried for my voice. This includes the Shure SM7B, the Rode Procaster, and the Audio-Technica BP40. I'm going to try the Audio-Technica BP40 again soon too. But so far, the RE320 is the best for my voice. It's because I have a lot of low muddled tones in my voice and I want to accentuate the clarity. So this works for me. It doesn't work for Steven. Steven, actually, the Audio-Technica BP40 is probably the best that I've heard his voice on. The Rode Procaster too, but it had that plosive issue the same as me. So far, that's where I'm leaning towards, but I'm glad he's experimenting with microphones and I'm going to experiment with microphones so that we can actually have two different views on these microphones for our listeners. And if you have something that you'd like us to try, let us know and we'll see if we can't fit it in our budget. And when it goes on sale, buy it. Because we buy all our own microphones. This is not given to us by anybody.
So there you go. That's why I'm doing the 320 now, you know, and I'll use it for probably a couple more weeks. Why not? Especially now that I know that it bugs Johnny Pennington. So there you go. That's going to take us to the end of the show. We mentioned it at the beginning. We are part of the Gunna Geek Network. The Gunna Geek Network has a bunch of amazing geeky podcasts, and a lot of them are hitting the tail end of the season that they follow for television. A lot of them are television oriented, and And next thing you know, we're all going to be sitting around and having to do silly things like go outside. So please head on over
and
to
fly drones.
Head on over to GunnaGeekNetwork.com. Check those out. And if you like something over there, do me a personal favor. Comment to them that you like that. Comment on the site. I'll make sure it gets over there. Or if they should give a contact email, go ahead and reach out to them directly. I really think that it's important that you reach out to podcasts that you listen to and tell them that you like listening. I think that it's especially important for people like us who are hobbyists. We want to hear that.
And if you have a podcast on a TV show that we don't currently have on the network, by all means, contact us at GunnaGeek.com/join and look at applying for the network. We would love to be able to cover more TV shows.
Awesome. So for episode 129 of Better Podcasting, I'm Stephen John Drew. I got to find my front door. I don't know how to get out.
And I'm SP saying, don't worry, Stephen. I'll be right over with my drones. Knock your door down. You'll find it exactly where you let it lay.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.